people smoke, have smoked pot. I've never seen a pot in my life. I've been around this place, and it has been here. That little fella here came here one time working with some oil geologist, and one day he went to move out. I thought he'd moved, and I went up to check the room. He'd left his key to be sure that we lose a lot of keys. And there's a little bag in a cellophane bag laying there on the bed. About some little green stuff in it, about, oh, I wouldn't say it was very big, but I didn't know exactly what it was, but I took it for granted it might have been pot. What they call pot marijuana. And I picked it up, poured it in a little cup about so big, and he had some cigarette paper there. I reckon he'd forgotten it or something. And I checked with some authorities to see what it was. And they assumed it was pot. I don't know if it was green. I don't know what it was. I didn't have no smell in it. And we had a little fella here one time. They were burning incenses in their room. And I've always heard if you burn incenses, they're trying to kill the smell of it. I don't even know how it smells. But I had a little young fella. He was 17 years old, stayed here. And he knew all about it, from the bottom to the top, and informed me about certain drugs and things, what these young kids were using. It was quite a bit. It was interesting, but I didn't know what it was all about. But I learned something. Young kids learned me some things about it. I never smoked it. I don't even know what effect it would have. When I have, I've talked with some about it, what effect. They'll go over to this ballroom and they'll drink, smoke a couple of cigarettes, or pot, I reckon you would call it, and get high. It's just like taking a drink or something. I never have seen them, how they acted or what happened or the feelings they had. But we're strictly against anything like that. If they come here, we stick the authorities on them if we find anything like that. First, I wouldn't, a fella had a little pack of something, I'd try to tell him, or if I'd find out, I would talk with him about it, but I hadn't had that occasion. Had a fella stay here one time, last summer, about 3 months. He had a beard, long hair. But he didn't act like a hippie or anything, and I got suspicious of him, you know. Every night about midnight, he'd leave out with a little bag under his arm. Sometimes he'd come in with a younger fellow with him and would stay, 2 beds in a room. So one day, the maid was up there cleaning up, and I was just checking around, really, see if she's doing, needed anything. She was up there with him, and he had a pistol down in a boot laying there. Well, I didn't know what the man might be, and I cut him off to the side that night. I said, I'd like to know what your business is here. We don't allow guns here. People stay in home with a gun. You have a gun. I said, I don't go and search people's rooms or anything like that, but the maid found it, and she was scared and curious, and she brought it to our attention. So, he come out with his credentials. He was a law. He was acting just like they were. He said, I am what they are.